24. Fighting someone in a fair way was completely unfair, Wayne decided. He connected with his dueling cane, which made a nice resonant crack against the cheater's skull. She went down, but rolled and was back up in a second, grinning as the wound on her head healed, a little trickle of blood running down her now pristine skin. Of course they'd given her the ability to heal. Marvelous. Just rusting marvelous. She became a blur, and he barely erected his own speed bubble in time to catch sight of her to the left. He crossed his canes to block her strike, then he started swinging. He pummeled her on one side as she did the same to him on the other side. Rusting ruin and rusting hell! That smarted! And it made about as much sense as drinking the expensive whiskey once you were already drunk. Both of them backed off, wincing, but tapping their metal minds to heal. "Omni's holy missing bits, woman," he said, shaking his bruised arm. "You're annoying."
"You're annoying," she said.
You're...
"Stop trying to get my accent," Wayne snapped.
"Can you say moi again?"
she asked, tossing her dueling cane up in a little spin and catching it.
"Rusting, cheating woman!"
Wayne had gotten his powers the fair way, by being born with them through pure luck. She'd gone and stolen hers from other folks. That was absolutely cheating. Everybody knew there was things you could take and things you couldn't. Wax's unused pocket watch? Fair game. The watch Lessie had given him? Off limits. People's souls? Way off limits. The two circled one another, ignoring the rest of the chaos in the room. He did stop time as something hit near him, a bullet scraping the side of a truck, and he saw the sparks drop in slow motion. But Marcy and the Connors would have to deal with the blokes with guns. Wayne had a very much not at all clone of him to deal with. She was grinning as he launched forward, swinging. Yes, she could heal if he hit her, but a person could only heal so many times before running out of stored health. He had to keep hitting and hope she ran out before he did. She dodged away this time.
"Oi," Wayne said, "stand still."
"Oi,"
she replied.
"Oi, stop that."
She danced back, smiling.
"I've been waiting for this for years," she said, her accent fading away. "Planning, preparing. I was built for you, Wayne. Aren't you honored? I was made to kill you."
"Ah, do you have to be weird, too?
Once I kill you, I will wear your hat and carry your scent. It's all I'm lacking."
He stopped in place as she grinned at him.
"So rusting weird."
She then turned, and her face fell.
"What's he doing here?"
Wayne edged over to see what she had. And
rusts. Finally, the hero had arrived.
Wax stood there like ruin himself, tassels swirling around him, protecting the constables and firing wantonly into the enemy ranks. The cheater was as good as defeated now that Wax was here. All was right in the world. Of course, Wax was busy at the moment and would need help. So Wayne bull-rushed the cheater, rammed his elbow into her gut, and felt something sharp in her arm when he did. Her metal mines, maybe? Or the spike? Well then, now that Wax was here, they could do a two-faced special. Except with only Wayne, because Wax needed to shoot some folks. When the cheater tried to throw Wayne off, he twisted and let her lurch into position. Then he reached around from behind her, took his dueling cane in two hands, and pulled it up under her chin. With a grunt, she began battering at him, but that only threw her off balance. In a moment, Wayne had her on the ground, one knee against her back, dueling cane pulled up and choking her. He'd been in this situation himself, and it was not fun. Feeling your metal mines bleed dry as you were forced to heal from suffocation. She struggled in a frenzy. The world around them slowed and sped up in spurts as she panic-activated her powers. But for all her skill with the canes, she'd skipped basic wrestling techniques. Someone who knew what they were doing could have thrown him. He shook his head, disappointed.
"You can't skip wrestling holds, mate," he told her. "If you want to brawl properly, you've got to know how to win on the ground."
She responded with grunts, which was much better than before. He was lucky Wax had shown up. Wayne had been up against the wall before the hero arrived.
A figure in fine clothing dropped beside them.
Gertruda, he said to the woman, I'm disappointed in you.
Then he pointed a gun at Wayne's head.
Right then.
Wayne let go and ducked away. He dodged into a roll, because who doesn't like a nice finishing roll, and came out of it with a speed bubble in place, sheltering him and Marcy, who had been seeing to one of the wounded.
Hey, he said, puffing. Things are looking up, eh?
We should still pull out, Marcy said. This isn't what we're trained for.
Shame to leave when we're winning, though,
Wayne said. He nodded behind him. The sequence was pointing toward the way out, mid-order, and the cheater was on her feet, running in that direction.
Are we?
Marcy said. She looked down at Mathingdaw, the wounded constable, who had her eyes shut tight, grimacing from the pain of a bullet hole in her leg.
If Wax deals with that coin shot, we are, Wayne said.
The enemy ranks were in chaos as their men tried to hide.
They have at least a few aluminum bullets, Marcy said, pointing to the side.
Indeed, some bullets, moving ever so slowly through the air, were ignoring Wax's pushes.
Why so few, though? Wayne said. Miles' 100 lives had tons of aluminum equipment.
This group planned to be caught today, she said. I'm convinced of it. They were going to let Blantach's constables take them, rather than raise suspicion by stopping the investigation.
That's a leap in logic, Wayne said. But you're often right about this sort of thing. They wouldn't want much aluminum to be taken. Departments have a habit of melting it down for the money.
Wayne glanced toward Wax, who stood out in front, frozen as he pointed with three fingers at a passing bullet. He seemed to be guiding it to the side.
Nah, that was a bit much even for Wax.
My gut says, Wayne replied, that if we hold out, this lot will scatter. See, they already got a newsworthy incident by fighting us, and there's not much more to gain. But we have wounded, and it'll be tough to pull out.
Marcy nodded.
All right, then. We hold position, so long as Wax chases off that coin shot.
Drop in the bubble.
Go.
He dropped it. Wax continued his spin, and
rusts! The bullet he'd been pointing at seemed to go straight for one of the gangsters trying to sneak up on the constable's position.
Wax! Marcy shouted. We can handle these, but I need that coin shot dealt with.
Wax glanced at her, then nodded and fired at the coin shot, who dodged into the air. The man launched straight up and smashed through the ceiling out into the city. Wax followed, soaring through a broken skylight. As the two vanished, the cheater ran out the front doors. The smarter gangsters realized what was up and ducked out any way they could. Wayne leaped out in front to draw fire, and Marcy scrambled to the side of the room. He wondered why until her grenade froze a small group of enemies. The rest of this was cleanup. The real fight had moved to the sky.
Wait,
Wayne thought. He put up a speed bubble so two nearby wounded could crawl into the back of a truck for shelter.
Did anyone warn Wax that the coin shot can do those crazy super pushes?
Well, Wayne supposed his friend would figure it out soon enough.